The next siman in the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Lamed Vav is entitled Mihem Hanikroyim LeSefer Torah B'Shabbos. Exactly who should is allowed to be called up for an aliyah on Shabbos. And to begin, I'd like to share with you the words found in by the Reishis Chochma as well as the Chidah, as well as other Mekubalim. They say Shetov B'Nachon. It's good. It's a proper thing. A person should try, if they can, to get an aliyah at least once a month. In order to be able to reattach one's soul to its original source, that is the Torah. And as though they are envisioning and standing before the Almighty, Living, Powerful God. And he quotes, as we say on Kiddush Levana, the Amril Mali Lo Zoch Yisrael Al Kabu Pnei Avim Shema Shemaim Pamachas B'Chodesh Dayim. A person would at least have the opportunity to acknowledge and stand before Hashem once a month. That's sufficient. That's what we say by Kiddush, again, Kiddush Levana, but this is also borrowed with regard to getting an aliyah if possible. Now, the Mechaber tells us that there is actually an order. Of course, we've been discussing for some time now the Kohen, then the Levi, and all of its pertinent halachos. This siman says like this, V'Shabbos V'Yom Tov V'Yom Kippurim Korim Achar Levi Talmidei Chacham. Immediately after the Kohen Levi, the preferred Shlishi, third Aliyah, should be given to a Talmudic scholar. And then, skipping a couple of lines, he concludes and says, V'achach Roshi Knesios, after the Talmidei Chachamim are given their proper honors, thereafter those who are pillars in that particular shul should be honored. And then finally, this concludes V'chol Ha'am, the entire nation, which basically means anyone. The question is, what does it mean, anyone, V'chol Ha'am? How about a person who isn't very religious, a person that does many averos? Are we allowed to give such an individual an aliyah? And it's not so simple. It's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos. He says as follows: V'afal bali avera rishaim lases aliyah. When it comes to someone, even if they are Russian, they are people who've sinned, nonetheless, those people are allowed to get an aliyah. V'afil lokim baveros chamuros, even if they are afflicted with some of the more serious sins, such as gezel, arayos, machos asuros kedoma. A person is a thief, they eat non-kosher food, nonetheless, those people are allowed to get an aliyah. And the Rambam really hits it home, and he says that v'ein ata motza kahal, you can never find any community, b'chol zman v'zman, any time throughout Jewish history, she'ein behem perutzim b'arayos v'yos asuros, that you're not going to find people that are perfect. People make mistakes. People do sin. And he quotes the famous words of our Chazal, Rov begezel, miyat barayos, v'hakol b'avak lashon hara. Every person has areas where they could improve. So for a person not to get an aliyah because they are bali avera, unfortunately, there will be no aliyahs to be able to be given out because no one's perfect. But even with regard to that, those people that do things wrong, and you know that there's a chshad, there's suspicion about a specific thing. For example, you have an individual that you know eats chazer. He always eats pig. So you're allowed to give that person still an aliyah. But he says, "Achlo yikru lehem l'parsha shemadover ba be'inyan havera shalo choshelah." That you should not give this person, when it comes to Parsha Shemini and it talks all about the laws of kashrus, you shouldn't call him up every single year and everyone knows this is the guy that gets this aliyah because he's the one that always does this wrong. And then when you get to the pasuk which talks about this particular inyan, you stop and maybe give him a little nudge or a wink. Because after all, malman pnei chavero ein l'chel golam havo. On one hand, you think you're being a big shot by giving this person aliyah. The truth is, what you're doing is you're humiliating someone in public, and the punishment for that, unfortunately, is no world to come. Ein l'chel golam havo. So therefore, obviously, we have to be extremely sensitive to those people who get an aliyah, not to do it deliberately by giving them a specific aliyah so as to make a point. Then the Piskei Teshuva says, it really depends on the individual. Anam ha'mafarsim l'baal avera ha'osib b'farhesya v'en yodeh shum boshes. What if you have a person that sins in public and there's no busha, he has no humiliation, he could care less. Melavag al dibri chachamim. When it comes to the enactments, the laws that the chachamim place upon us, he makes a joke out of it. He thinks it's a big joke. Viragu adabri dibri apikorsus. And not only that, he says things which are opposite, connected that of our philosophy. Kivan shehu machishi Torah b'far hesya. Since he's someone that denies the foundation of the Torah publicly, ain lo aseis lo aliyah. Such a person should not get an aliyah. But then he defines this. How about a person nowadays? A person who just doesn't keep any of the Torah, any of the mitzvahs, which are defined as chilonim. Do we give such an individual an aliyah? And this is the exact words that he uses. The chilonim dismanenu, afil osim shemichalim Shabbos farhesya. Even a person who breaks Shabbos in public, kivan shikamat kulam tinokos shenishvu. Since these people are comparable to a child who has been captured, someone who really doesn't know any better. Unfortunately, they were not given the proper education of the beauty and the value of what Shabbos really is all about. You're still allowed 100% to give that person an aliyah. But he says, ulam yishtalu shimeisachnes asar nashim biladam, which some people call a kosher minyan, that you should at least maybe, if you can, sometimes difficult in certain communities, to have 10 people in your minyan that are Shomer Shabbos. But certainly a person is allowed to get an aliyah, even though they violate b'far hesya, the keeping of Shabbos, because the reality is they're considered tinik shenishma. He continues and says, Ain a heter omor el ba'osim shehem begeder mumarim l'teyavon. These people are considered to be a mumar l'teyavon. They do things not because of deliberately, they don't know better, and they're attracted to certain things because of their natural desire for them. They ain't kofrim b'metzias Hashem. They're not really denying the oneness of God. V'derech klal, elu haboyim abeis achneses l'spal. Any person who decides to walk into a shul to daven, even though maybe they don't keep every single mitzvah, derech klal, probably, hinam begeder zeh, they're going to fall into this category. That if they do averos, they're probably under the category of what's called a mumar l'teyavon. That they do it because they have a taiva, they have a desire, something which draws them to sin. But those people are allowed to get honors. Aval, however, when it comes to a different category, it's called a mumar l'hachis, that they do things not necessarily because they have a pull or desire, but they do it on purpose. They do things in order l'hachis to show that they're against it. In that situation, by showing a lack of belief in the Metzias Hashem, Asur Lassis Lehem Aliyah B'Shem Ofen. Not only do you not have to, but it's forbidden to give such a person Aliyah. The Asur L'Anos Amen. You're not allowed to even answer Amen after their bracha. What do you mean? It's a bracha. No. Because, after all, Harizek Kibracha Lo Haskaras Shem Malchus. Since they're saying words which they don't even believe, because they're completely against everything that Judaism stands for, so their bracha, the words that come out of mouth, they mean nothing. And therefore, saying a bracha and answering a main to that is wrong. That's how they look at such a bracha. They don't believe in the greatness, the power of Hashem over this world. Then he concludes, as shall we, also when it comes to other honors, such as taking out a Sefer Torah, etc., you should not give them those type of honors either. After all, chaniful rishoyim asura, one is not allowed to flatter the wicked. You're not allowed to flatter them by giving them honors when they don't really deserve to be honored. But there is an exception. El imkin yeshsarch gadol, if there's some type of great need, deishlochos l'machlokes, by not giving this person an honor, it could cause a major dispute. Oh, lehesed tzedaki yeshlohatir shar kibudim v'lo aliyah. You don't have to give an aliyah, but if you know that this individual will potentially be able to support a financial institution, a Jewish institution, by you giving them an honor of opening up the ark, in that situation, so as not to cause a monetary loss for that particular Jewish institution, one is allowed to give them such an honor.